The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus journeyed from one town and village to another, preaching and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. Accompanying him were the 12 and some women who had been cured of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out. Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward Chuza, Susanna, and many others who provided for them out of their resources. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good. So good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome back, everybody. I think this is the first time I've seen the school since the first week of school. So, yay. Here's hoping that it's off to a great start. A great start to a great year, because we don't want anything less than great. But I've just got a little tiny thought to share with you here this morning. A little tiny story. Because not too long ago, I was reading a news article. Just for fun. Because this one was fun. This little news article was about the most expensive house in the world. Most expensive house for sale in the world, and it's in Bel Air, California. I'm not sure the little kids know where Bel Air is. It's basically Los Angeles, okay? Real fancy part of Los Angeles. Maybe you've heard of Beverly Hills. Bel Air is fancier than Beverly Hills, okay? So this house has 20 bedrooms, 30 bathrooms, a 30-car garage. No exaggeration. 7 swimming pools and a helipad, right? Because it just wouldn't be home without a place to park your helicopter. Price tag, $500 million. That's $500 million, and it's the most expensive house in the world. In fact, it's the most expensive private property for sale anywhere in the world. And I'm reading this little article, and all I can think as I'm reading this article is, anybody who'd buy a place like that must think they're going to live in this world forever. They must think that they're going to, anybody who'd build a place like that must think that they're going to live in this world forever. They must have forgotten how short life is. I don't know, I don't remember what it's like to be your age. Maybe you think you're going to live forever too, but just please believe me, life is really short. It goes by really, really fast. Speaking of short, this little gospel, second shortest gospel that's ever proclaimed. It's only 3 verses long. There's one that's shorter. It's only 2 verses long, and it shows up sometime on a Saturday. But you know this tiny little gospel here? It's over before you even know it. It's got a big message. It's got a real big message in this one line. Now listen to this. Jesus journeyed from one town and village to another. Doesn't sound like much, I know. Okay. But Scripture is the Word of God. And that means it's infinite. You literally, when you understand these things, you could pray about them forever and never get to the end of it. Jesus journeyed from one town and village to another, and the power there is in the verb, journey, because it's in the imperfect tense. Now here's what that means. That doesn't mean Jesus was just taking a trip. That means that being on a journey was something Jesus always did. Going somewhere, being on a journey, was Jesus' habitual state. He was always going somewhere. He was going from one town and village to the next. He was going from one family to the next. He was going from one house to the next. He was going from Nazareth to Jerusalem. He was going from Jerusalem to the Last Supper. He was going from the Last Supper to the Garden of Gethsemane. He was going from the Garden of Gethsemane to the cross. And from the cross to the resurrection. And from death to life, and from earth to heaven, Jesus always going someplace. His identity. You know, it's the identity of the Jewish people too. You know the story of the Jewish people? They were in slavery in Egypt. I'm sure you've heard this before. And they went to the promised land. And they think their very identity as a people was that trip they took through the desert. They're going someplace. That's their identity. Here's my point today. It's our identity too. This earth is not our home. We're going someplace. We're not meant to live forever here on this earth. St. Teresa, our patroness, she once said, "The world is thy ship and not thy home." You know what that means? That means we're going someplace. That's what that means. The world is thy ship and not thy home. And if you can remember that, it's very, very freeing. Because, ladies and gentlemen, life is hard. And it's always going to be hard. It just gets hard in different ways. Take my word for it, right? And you're never in control, never. And you know what else? This world does not revolve around you. And that means life is hard. But if you can remember this is all temporary, that we're going someplace, it makes really big burdens that come your way in life, it makes them a lot easier to carry. Big message. Short little scripture. Jesus once said, "Birds have their nests and foxes have their dens, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." Because he was going somewhere. Let's you and I set our hearts on where he's leading and ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saints Cornelius and Cyprian, pray for us.